And I'm here as
This
well.
meeting is being recorded.
Pete Dinkelman, great question, got it. Everyone can hear us online? Can you give me a nod? All right. So let's skip over item one for now. We go to item two, approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion. Sorry.
There's a motion by Mr. Cannon, a second by Mr. Morrow. Any discussion on the minutes? Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor, Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. Morrow?
Aye.
Ms. McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen? I presume Barbara's iPhone, yeah, that's Trustee Vereen. You're on mute. Trustee Vereen, you're on mute.
Aye, I'm sorry, I'm driving.
All right, so that item passes. Moving on to item three, administrative matters, a motion to amend approval of motion to invest $7.5 million with Serenitas, previously adopted on September 29, 2022, to provide for investment of $7 million with Serenitas instead.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any background here?
Sure. The presentation was a few meetings prior to the conversation I had with folks about the manager. So in the first meeting I mentioned, I believe it was either the 7.5 or the 7. The board voted on the 7. I misspoke and then said 7.5 last meeting. And then looking at the minutes, Carolyn and Jack said that we need to put that back on the agenda to fix it. Now, we sent them $7.5 million. They sent us back $500,000 the next day. So the investment's done. The money's with the manager. It was just me speaking. That was just misspoken about, you know, the actual amount.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from the trustees? Any questions? All right, we'll bring it to a vote. All those in favor, Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. That item passes. Moving on to item four. Age annuity retirement, information only, just a note for the record, retirement of James Watkins from the fire department, thank you for your service. Item five, age annuity retirement and service-connected disability, Stephen Ortiz. I presume the trustees have had an opportunity to review this information. Do any of the trustees wish to go into executive session? Any trustees wish to go into executive session? Is there any discussion on this item that is appropriate for not executive session that trustees have?
Okay. Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So there's a motion by Mr. Cannon, second by Mr. Morrow. There's no other discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. Morrow?
Aye.
Mr. McDermott?
Aye.
Mr. Brooks?
Aye.
Ms. Ribeiro?
Aye.
Ms. Reed?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. That item passes. Death after retirement, item six, information only. Let's have a moment of silence for the passing of Edward Foley, William Boyle, and Andrew Benito. And also, item seven, survivor death after retirement, information only for the passing of Carolyn Smith. Thank you. Item 8, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
So a motion by Trustee Brooks. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on this item? Any discussion? Having been moved by Trustee Brooks and seconded by Trustee Morrow. All those in favor, Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Is there any old business? Any new business?
Trustee Cannon, just inquiring as to when we're looking at the payment from the city towards the pension fund. I believe it was presented by Mike Cormier. I'm not sure if Cormier is on there. Meeting, but it presented that it would be broken up over several months. I know that the city now has a surplus. Is there any chance that the city is going to put it all in one? And when would that be?
I don't think Mr. Gormley is on. I have a little bit of information, but not full information. Happy to have Mr. Gormley present. But so typically, the city has to be pay attention to cash flow issues. And typically we receive a major payment from the state through the payment of taxes program in October. The state has slightly delayed that program. They were initially going to actually delay it all the way to May, but thanks to the help of our state legislators and other partners up at the state, they moved that payment up to early November. So once we get that payment, we'll be able to process the payments to the pension. Whether that's one payment or two, I'll check with Mr. Cormier. I presume it will be two payments like we was said earlier. But happy to get more clarification, Mr. Cormier.
I appreciate that. No, typically we actually wait to the end of the first quarter of fiscal, and that usually is then deposited in there by the city. Just a quick clarification.
Thank you. Any other old or new business? All right, let's move to the investment report. Raymond James.
Good morning, everybody. That was a fast agenda, so I will be brief also. If you look at the first page of the, there we go. Look at my shade. So this is as of September 30th. Things have changed since then for the better, which is good. You can see going at the end of September, a little over $300 million portfolio. The relative numbers, the 1 year, the 6 month, and the year, they pretty much all of them in 3 or above our blended index, so we're beating our policy, but still on a national basis, we're losing money. It's been a tough year, very good places to hide. The only thing we really have done well with this cash, short of that, our gas class is a challenge. I'm going to go through all the individual accounts. Just so you know, I was out at a conference in Nashville the last couple of days, which is the, it's called that CBRS, National Conference of Public Retirement.
Did you play a
I did that well. $150. Not sure. Can't be it. Very creative. You can imagine welcome to the plane. It's nice. A little bit. And I did see an entire community environment working outside of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this came up with something. The managers that I saw and met with are Sizer, Cook and Beeler, Aristotle, and TerraCap. So it was a good place to go. I mean, there's 100 different managers out there, but I was able to pick one of those four and have one-on-ones, and they're productive. Everyone had the same story, saying that, you know, we're in a good spot, position on the way out of this to do well, and they also had their stories as to why they weren't doing well. So looking at the individual ones, we can comment on those as we go. Sizer has done well, relatively. And it took this in perspective of what we're looking at. You know, Sizer is down year-to-date 22% on this report. They were up, as of this morning, I took a look, up 8.73% in the last month. So that's a huge bounce, okay? And I'll get into where I think this market's going to go. But in the near term, we've got some pretty big reversals here, up with some technical numbers that we've been looking at. So same across the board with the equity managers you're going to see, obviously, on this report. My managers are close to their index. Other managers are pretty far below it, so. Constant conversations, and what I really want to do, especially when we're looking at, for example, Cook and Beeler, who we penalized, put them on watch, took $10 million from them, which doesn't reflect on this report because it was after the end of the month. We're gonna keep a manager like that on watch, give them another two full market cycles, hopefully, which is not full market cycles, two full quarters. We'll revisit that. But I want to say is, you know, everyone's got a story about when the market went down. Let's see who is telling the right story to me, meaning that you're positioned well to get out of this. And so the next report, we should be able to see, hey, you're making money in an up market based on quality portfolio, based on attribution, what you own. So let's see how it goes between two different markets. Now, we have managers that are doing poorly in both directions, then again, we'll have some more conversation. So Atlanta, another revenue manager, pretty close to their running backs there. We spoke about Cook just now. A little better of a balance in the last month or so, but again, a challenge in the long term. Did have some pretty good conversations about, again, what drives that portfolio and how they think that the quality investments will do better coming out of this. Mutual of America is pretty bright in line with their season. Want to go to the next page? I'm not moving my page, but I'm going to move it. So Clearbridge, small cap, again, very challenging. The lower capitalization you see in this marketplace, the more pain. So that, you know, the Microsofts of the world and the Apples of the world have done better relatively compared to the smaller stocks. You know, they say small cap stocks will outperform coming out of a recession, but the question is, are we going into one? So, you know, again, we need to have that asset class as part of our IPS. We need to be allocated, hopefully, with managers that will perform on a relatively better basis than the overall market. Nothing really pops out within those three. I didn't meet with Chandler, but I have in the past 6 months. WCM manager that we brought in, international is challenged across the board. And we'll continue to look at that. Exponents is a brand new manager. Tough out of the gate, getting $15 million. And they're down 7.2%, going better than the MSCI, but still tough coming out of the gate with that. Fixed income, we all know that story. You know, you can't have rates go from 1% to 4% without feeling pain in fixed income. So you're seeing some, you gotta go back up a little more. I'm reading off of my screen, so I apologize. Across the board, very similar numbers. The good news is that, you know, since this report, we've had a 10-year bond that's actually rallied off of, believe it or not, about 4.25% down to 4%, which is good. So maybe long-term rates are peaking a little bit, but it was an amazing month in rates because fixed income in 1 month was down 22%. In 1 month, you think about that. That's how fast the trajectory that was. And that basically comes down to the Fed and when we think long-term rates are going. Briefly touch on that in a moment. If you go down one more page, talks about our cash balances, which are light, usually are this time of year. We need to trim from somewhere we will, but as you can see, you know, by the time we send more benefits out there, we'll be close to very low in cash. So take a look if we need it. We'll trim from a couple of the equity and our fixed income managers. What I want more here. One of the other one to point out was our hedge fund, Alcyon. Again, they came in and talked to us. We're seeing a little bit of a movement there. Hopefully, down 2 versus down 10. Hopefully, we'll keep an eye on that. With this sharpened upwards, we'll see some good performance there. With that, you go to the market commentary page, which I am not going to read off. These are monthly meetings that we have at PNF. So you hear a lot of the same things that I say on a monthly basis. And a lot of this is the same from last month and prior months. The only really news here is just, hey, where do we think the market's going in the very short term? So with that said, macro numbers are coming in, which are, you know, Facebook reported last night, horrible numbers, stock down almost 30% this morning. Microsoft reported tough numbers, stocks down, but we're hoping that this is a little bit of a flush of the system and the final flush for some of these companies. You're gonna start seeing layoffs, you're gonna start seeing income, decreased income, which all of which the Fed wants to do. So they want to put some pain into the consumer, and now that pain is flowing into these companies. Also, these multinational companies are getting crushed with the fact that the dollar's been on a favorable bond. So hopefully that comes to an end. So you got macro numbers coming in, we're watching them. Inflation, we talked about ad nauseum. Hopefully we're getting to the point where it gets a little toppy here. You start seeing some numbers through CPI, which will come down, and that's the whole name of the game. Federal Reserve will most likely raise rates twice more between now and the end of the year. And I think at that point in time, and sort of most of our peers, that should probably be it for now, and they're gonna keep an eye on what it does, because it's obviously something that takes some time to flush into the system. Talking about yields, hopefully they're topping out, which is good for all of our fixed income managers. We did have technical reasons to like this market between now and in the first quarter. You can see we bounced off those June lows pretty well. And I'm not reading off this slide there, but we bounced off those June lows pretty well. S&P's rallied back up into the mid-3800 level. We could see between now and the first part of the first quarter a rally up into about 4300 point level, which is a pretty significant 15% move from where we were. So make money when you can, stay allocated. We have new money coming in from the city, well timed, I think. We will not take all that money and throw it in at once without us averaging to our existing managers. I think we have enough managers to be allocated to. I don't think we need to be hiring anybody in the near term. We'll just keep an eye on people that we already have hired and how they do. So it's a good time for that. And as I say, the name of the game here is to stay allocated, tweak it as much as you could, buy quality managers and hire quality managers and work your way through this over multiple cycles. You go back to the first page again, and we're still above our blended index. So we're getting close now to that, 3-year number and 5-year number being pretty close to our discount rate. So we get a little run here after all this pain to get us back into that long-term average number, which I think we will do. I think, again, we'll come. 2023 is not going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be a bounce off these numbers and straight to the moon. I think we're going to see a good first quarter. I think things will probably deteriorate with a little bit of inflation sticking around a little longer, but midterm election cycles, the market's been up 20 of the last 20 times a year later. So it's a pretty significant number, and we'll see what happens in 2 weeks and how that affects the market. So with that said, I'll answer any questions or any comments.
Just before we open up to questions, I see Mr. Gormady on. Mr. Gormady, Mr. Cannon had a question about whether we're on track for the payment from the city to the pension fund. Are you able to answer that if you can hear me? You're on mute. Mr. Gormady?
Good evening. Good morning, everybody. Sorry about that. I'm in the car. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Did you hear my question?
Yep, I did hear the question. We're looking at making part of the ADEC payment in the next few weeks. I think we're on schedule as we were in the previous year where we made the ADEC payment beginning at the end of October, beginning of November, and finished the entire ADEC payment by December. So we're on track for that same time period. I'm currently working with the city's treasurer's office to see what the amount will be in the next 2 weeks or so.
Excellent. Thanks, Mr. Gormady. Any questions for Dave on the investment report? I see Mr. Cannon.
Dave, I know you don't have a crystal ball in front of you. I wish you did. Where do you see, or is your firm forecast, not the election, but where the market's going away with the election?
Well, I think that we think, along with many firms, is that, again, a year from 2 weeks from now, we think we'll be positive. Like I said to the mayor, 20 of the last 20 times we're positive. Now, if you wanted to, I was listening to Bloomberg on the way down here today, and they actually have the Republican index that they buy stocks with, and they have the Democrat index where they buy stocks with. So they actually use it as an indicator, and they run this thing over the last 6 months of this year, and literally tells you, if the Democrats win, this sector has been telling you that because they're selling, or they're selling defense industry related stuff, or they're buying tech stuff. So it's interesting. So I think that if you wanted to be a manager, trustee Cannon, and try to figure out where you're going, you're trying to guess which one's going to be in the house or both, and build your portfolio around that. But I think no matter which way it goes, we'll be in a better position here from now than we are today. That answers your question.
So the second question I have for you, questions, but
make sure you speak up so people can hear.
So my next question would be, hopefully coming out of this recession, which I believe a year from now we should, I agree with you. Currently we have whom on watch?
Mid-cap.
Okay. Mid-cap.
Right. Yeah, mid-cap.
Mid-cap can be the last one in line to come out, or small cap probably would be the last.
Yeah, I mean, they say, historically, small caps will perform the best coming out of a recession. But I don't think the timing-wise is tough, because if we're not in a recession technically yet. You can ask everyone their opinion on it. But if we do go into a recession mid next year, now you're thinking about how long that's going to last. And then you're thinking about if they're going to make money coming out of it, how long that's going to take. So, yeah, the question is, hey, now with that said, We can tweak allocations within the investment policy statement and go lighter, or we can go more value, more tilt, more towards growth. But I think it's looking to be a challenging thing on the small cap side to make money. But when we get this money from the city, like we talked about last meeting, I know Trustee McDermott had asked, I think at this point in time, we should be bundling in some passive index type money into these accounts, so keeping a good eye on who's getting paid to beat these indices. Okay, so right now we're challenged. It's been a very challenging market for active managers to beat their benchmarks. So I don't think there's any rush to be throwing money at people that are underperforming, thinking that, hey, they're having a tough time. I'd actually like to reward winners. So people that are doing well should get more money. And if not, we'll give it to the indices. The other point to the ARC is that, hey, this is the first time in, I don't know, 2 decades you could actually make some money on cash. So we have short-term investments where we can get 3-4%, pretty safe investments through the treasury market, whereas we were getting 0.25% in the last decade and a half. So even if we're late to the game as far as allocating all of it, it's actually going to be working for us because, in a fund like this where you're trying to get 6-7%, if you can get halfway there before, it's something to consider. So we'll go through that when the money comes in next meeting as to where we're going to plant it. We even have these high-end institutional money markets that are daily liquidity, and they provide right now, like I said, in the mid to high force, which is attractive.
Good to hear about the cash percentages. So it kind of takes a little bit out of my next question. Where is the margin in the allocations that we have? Where's the room?
Yeah, I will take a look at that. It's not fun, but I'll take a look at the IPS. Derek's on the phone, I think he is. We'll take a good look at that and just see where we have a little bit of wiggle room right there. Now, we're going to be way out of line for allocation because we're bringing in a huge infusion of cash. So when I go through that slide next time, I'll take a look at everything's kind of out of whack, but as we move that back into the market, we'll get back in there. And like I said, it's just because it's the IPS, we can be out of line with our IPS for periods of time if we really think strategically we should be. And I think we could be strategically in a pretty good spot. We got out of line of cash. I think we're not in a huge rush. I don't think this market's not going to run away from us. It's having a good run, but I don't think we're going to be sitting here a year from now going, we should have had everything in at once. I think we can work our way into it and see where there's opportunity there. And overweight certain sectors. Whereas low as we can go on bonds because not a place to make money right now. But the rest of the places we can add to.
Thanks, Ken. Other questions from trustees? I see Trustee Rivera waving her hand. You waving to someone else or us? You unmuted, but we can't hear you. Yeah, for some reason your sound is not working, Trustee Rivera, but it looks like you're kind of waving us down and saying you did not have a question. Is that correct? Okay. Any other questions from trustees? All right, so that was the last item on the agenda. I think this is historical, the speed of the meeting. Also historical that for the first time ever, I told Mr. Cannon to speak up, which is a special moment. I wanted to thank Trustee Morrow for buying me coffee this morning. That was very generous of you.
Absolutely.
And I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
there's a motion from Trustee Morrow. Is there a second?
Second.
From Trustee Marine comes a second. Any discussion? All those in favor? Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Marine?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Rivera, maybe give us a thumbs up if we can't hear you.
Hear me now? Aye.
Yeah, we can. And I'm an aye as well. So the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Have a great day, everyone.